Hey, Derek.
How are you?
Good. Welcome to Planet Rock.
Thank you very much.
So Black Country Communion played in Wolverhamptonshire last night. We've been getting a lot of emails and messages on Facebook saying how awesome the gig was. How was it for you?
It was great. The crowd was going crazy, and the band played really, really well together, and it just felt really good to play with those guys. And you know, I'm looking forward to playing a lot more shows, and especially playing tonight in London.
Yeah, London. We'll get to that in a second. I'm just curious, because first of all, how did it compare last night with the gig you did for us at John Henry's?
Oh, it was different. Last night was a proper concert, and the John Henry's was more just like an intimate setting at a rehearsal place. But last night felt like the real thing. It was the real thing, so
it's cool.
It's
have
a
you
big
guys
difference.
Have you guys played anywhere else yet, like the States?
No, we did a radio show once in the States, but that was our first real concert last night, where we had to play over 90 minutes. And
what's it like playing with Glenn Hughes, Joe Bonamassa, and Jason Bonham?
Great. All three of those guys are great at what they do and, you know, really cool to work with.
How does it differ from some of the other bands you've played with?
It's just, you know, everything is different. Every player and every situation is different. I just appreciate this for what it is. You know, Jason's drum sound is really big and fat, and Glenn's voice is amazing, and Joe is really soulful, great blues player, and the way it all comes together, it's just, it works. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, and this is working.
What's the dynamic like? Who's the joker in the band?
I think everyone, you know, is funny in their own right. Glenn is very funny.
Because at John Henry's, Jason was, he was kind of messing around in the back, you know, it was such a small venue, he didn't need the microphone or anything. I can't remember what he was saying, but I remember we were all having a communal giggle with him.
No, everyone has a really good sense of humor in that band.
So you've played with Kiss, Alice Cooper, Dream Theater, and your own band Planet X. How did you actually come to be in Black Country Communion?
It was an email from Kevin Shirley, the producer who I'd worked with in Dream Theater and some other projects as well. He put this thing together and thought I'd be a good addition to the lineup. And so we went in to record our record last January, and now here we are, you know, a year later.
I can't wait. I do want to ask you about, because you've obviously played in many different settings, how would you compare being in a quote, band setting, as opposed to being in more of a frontman position, giving it a little bit more widdly?
It's good. You know, each situation is different, and there's pros and cons in all of it. In this situation, it's nice to have three other guys pulling their weight and being part of the big picture, and, you know, it's good.
Are they? Are you getting off the leash at all during the concerts now? You're very much, it sounds like on the album, more holding the fort while the other guys do their thing. Are they, when you get into a live circumstance?
No, it's definitely a different situation. Like last night, I was stretching out my parts like as they should have been on the record. And and now that it's feeling like the song, you're going to see me emerge more. In a more aggressive manner.
I don't want to give away anything that I've read, although with the internet, you know, we pretty much know what you guys played last night. But I know there's one song that was pulled out of the vault, so to speak, out of Glenn's vault, that requires a bit of heavy-duty organ smashing. Are you doing that? Is it the whole thing?
Yeah, we're doing the same songs as last night.
You must have a couple of surprises up your sleeve.
Yeah, there is one.
Oh, good. Don't tell.
I won't tell you.
No, don't tell, because we're coming to the gig. So give me a wink and a nod towards what's coming up in 2011. You know, festivals, tour, new
album?
Yeah,
there's talk of doing a big European tour in the summer and a couple weeks in the States. And we are beginning our second record in January. Second week of January, we'll record Black Country 2. And we'll come play in the summer. Yeah,
I hate to ask this question in a way, but I feel like it's something that, because it was so out there when you guys were getting together, I guess, what, 9 months ago, 10 months ago, what was going on? We just kept hearing reports that there's falling outs, managements are falling to pieces with each other. What was actually going on? Because then Joe and Glenn came back and said, it's being blown out of all proportion.
Yeah, it really was. I honestly don't know, like, what the source of all that stuff and how it got spreaded, but, you know, it really got a lot of